I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now this morning I noticed that Fox League put up a team of the decade. So I believe it's from 2012 to 2021. It's Thursday morning at the moment. As soon as I saw it, I put my phone down and I thought, you know what, let's go away. Let's write down our team of the decade and see how close we can get. Now I still haven't had a look at Fox League's team of the decade. I've got mine written down here, which I'll go through quickly. Obviously did this in a couple of minutes. I haven't gone too deep into stats and everything. Sort of just ballparked my side. It'll be interesting how close I get. It'll be interesting to see who I forget, who I leave out and whatnot. But my team of the decade, and I'll go through mine, then I'll go through and give my live reaction to the one that Fox League has picked. I'm sure they've gone into a bit more depth and analysis than what I have. And this is the thing with these, you know, dream teams or whatever you want to call them. It's difficult because you don't know how Fox League is going to pick their side. Are they going to pick, you know, are they going to pick a heap of fullbacks in the centers? Are they going to pick fullbacks on the wing? Are they going to, you know, what exactly are they going to do there? Are they going to pick 5/8 at lock? Are they going to pick only front rowers, only second rowers? It's a bit hard to tell. Then you got your bench. I believe there is a bench in Fox League's one. So all of a sudden now you don't know what you're going to build your structure of your bench around. Are you going to go with the traditional utility, you know, two middles and one edge? Do you go with three middles? Are they just going to pick the four best players that didn't make their 13? It's a bit hard to get a grasp on, but I've tried to pick mine reasonably traditionally. So at fullback, I've gone with Billy Slater, but I'll tell you what. I had James Tedesco very close to making it. I think if you were to take out 2012, when Slater won a premiership there and was sensational for the Melbourne Storm and was great in the grand final against the Canterbury Bulldogs, scored a try, saved another one, he was unreal. If you were to start this from 2013, dare I say, I think Teddy maybe gets it for the last decade. But Slater, when you include 2012, if that's where it starts, I think you have to include him there. But Teddy, you know, with back-to-back premierships, what he's done for New South Wales, he's now the Kangaroo captain and whatnot. I just think he is really starting to push into that category. And you got to remember, this is based on the last 10 years, not Slater's whole career. It's the last 10 years. Slater, from 2012 onwards, had a lot of injuries and whatnot. Won in 2012. 2017, came back, won a premiership, won the Clive Churchill there. So had a sensational back end of his career, but there was a lot of games missed through injury, a lot of rep games missed and whatnot. So Teddy is getting close to Slater for over the last 10 years. As I said, you take out 2012, I think I'd probably give it to James Tedesco. But going with Billy Slater at fullback. On the wings, Brett Morris, he picks himself. I think he's been the best winger in the game for the last 10 years. The other winger, I found this one really difficult, and I'm not sure which way Fox League will go on this, but I've gone with Daniel Tupou. I look at his last 8 or 9 years or so, he has just been sensational the entire time. He's been one of the best kicking targets in rugby league. He won a premiership in 13, 18, and 19. So three premierships. I think he scored a try in just about all those grand finals. He's played for the Kangaroos. He's represented New South Wales. I think he's been heavily underrated for a long time. But Daniel Tupou, he's a guy that I would go on the wing. So I'd go Tupou and Brett Morris, bit of a Roosters combo there, Brett Morris in the later years of his careers. In the centres, I've gone for Greg Inglis and Latrell Mitchell. I think these two have to pick themselves. I'm not sure who you could really go over these two during this time. Obviously, Greg Inglis won the premiership in 2014, was so damaging in Origin still from 2012 onwards. Latrell Mitchell, probably since, you know, that 2017-18 period, I think it's fair to say he's been the best centre in rugby league. Even when he's playing fullback, he goes back to centre and dominates it there. So Latrell Mitchell, Greg Inglis, I would be surprised if Fox League go in a different direction unless they pick one of them on the wing to squeeze someone else in or whatever. But so my back five, Slater, Tupou and Brett Morris on the wings. Then I got GI and Latrell in the centres. My halves. Now, I thought 5-8 was really interesting, and I've got a feeling that Fox League will go Jonathan Thurston straight away. But I'll tell you, the guy who has really put his hand up is Luke Keary. You consider Luke Keary won a comp in 2014. He then won a comp in 18 and in 19. He collected a Clive Churchill medal in that time. You look at Thurston. Yes, he won in 2015, collected a Clive Churchill, had the field goal. But Thurston's got a lot of moments in State of Origin that Luke Keary doesn't. So you need to take that into consideration. For me, I would probably lean towards Thurston just because of the Origin arena, what he achieved there. But Luke Keary winning three premierships and a Clive Churchill, it's starting to get pretty hard to argue with, I think. I think if you give Keary another 2 or 3 years, I think he dives straight in. By that point, the 2015 premiership will be out of the decade range, so I think it will be Keary the next guy. But I'll tell you what, you've got to consider Luke Keary. I've got JT. I think he's just snuck in. But good God, Luke Keary is unlucky not to get the sixth jersey in my team, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he's had an unbelievable decade. Thurston, obviously from 2012, you know, 13, I think 14, he won a Dally M, 15, he might have won one too. Then it sort of started to drop off a little bit there. He had the injured season in 2017. 2018 was far from his best football. I sort of wiped that clean off the Jonathan Thurston record because it wasn't the JT that we've known for his career. So really close there. Obviously, JT dominated the first half of this decade. Keary's dominated probably the mid and the second half of the decade. But three premierships, pretty good knock. Halfback, Cooper Cronk, no doubt there. You go through that record, 2012, won the premiership, won the Clive Churchill. 2016, loses a grand final. 2017, wins a grand final. 2018, wins a grand final. 2019, wins a grand final. Four premierships in 10 years. Cooper Cronk, he is probably the first pick guy on this side for me. Jared Rea Hargraves, he's my first front rower. I just think over a long period of time at the Chooks, he's been sensational. Another guy that's won three premierships. Tough on JWH because he doesn't get to play State of Origin like a lot of these other guys and really separate himself from the crowd. Same as his front row partner. On for Sam Burgess there. Now, Sam, you probably could have picked him in the front row at 13 or in the second row based off what he did in 2014. And then when he returned to South Sydney, he was sensational as well. Injury sort of robbed him at the back end of his career. But Sam Burgess, Jared Rea Hargraves, I think they've been the two most consistent front rowers over the last 10 years, and they'd be my two starting props. Cameron Smith at 9 picks himself there. He's been the best hooker over the last 10 years and of all time by far and away, so there's no questions there. Lukey Lewis is my first second rower that I pick. I found this second rower, I found the other one easy, but this one was tough, finding a last person. I've gone with Luke Lewis. Obviously, played a huge part in Cronulla's premiership in 2016, won the Clive Churchill medal that night too, was a consistent player for the Kangaroos during the first half of this decade. So, really tough. I feel like there was Luke Lewis, and then there was a couple of other guys just an inch below him that I could have picked. Guys like Matt Gillette came to mind as well, champion player, a few others, but I end up going with Luke Lewis. I considered Sonny Bill, but then I thought, you know what, he probably hasn't done enough. He hasn't been in the game enough. So Luke Lewis, and to partner him, I've gone for the former Australian captain, Boyd Cordner. Three premierships in the last 10 years. Couple of Roosters in this because they have been successful. But Boyd Cordner, I would pick him in a heartbeat. I'd pick him in just about any team I possibly could. So Boyd Cordner, based on the last 10 years, he walks straight in. Jersey number 13, really interesting one. Came down to two guys, Jason Taumalolo or Paul Gallen. And look, just because Paul Gallen, you know, obviously won the premiership, so did Taumalolo, I understand that, but I just saw Gal, when it came to the Origin arena, consistency and everything, I edged slightly with Paul Gallen. I have got Taumalolo in the side, so we'll talk about him in a minute, but Paul Gallen, I've picked him in jersey 13. Probably the last year or two of Taumalolo's career might have cost him a little bit when it comes to this stuff, but Paul Gallen was just so good for so long. I think he retired in 2018, so the first 6 years of this decade, Paul Gallen was a premier forward, New South Wales captain, won a premiership, won an Origin series. So Paul Gallen, I'm going to pick him in jersey 13 in my side. Interesting to see which way Fox League goes. I know they're pretty stats-driven, so I wouldn't be surprised if they go Taumalolo there. Jersey 14, as I didn't pick Slater, I've got Teddy. Then I've got a slash and I've got Turbo. Now, Teddy has to be in this side for me somewhere. I'm sort of tossing up where to fit Turbo, and this is where, if you're going to pick a traditional side, Turbo probably just misses out. But if I'm going to pick a side that is just getting the best players in, Turbo, he probably fits into jersey 17, realistically. I'll get to that in a second. But 14, James Tedesco, I thought he was unlucky not to get the fullback jersey. Slater was just too strong in the first half of this decade. Jersey 15, already mentioned him. Jason Taumalolo, breaking records left, right, and center as far as meters goes. Won a Dally M medal, which was sensational. Won a premiership. Has been a premier prop in our game for a long time. A big part of why Tonga beat the Kangaroos and why they are now a successful country in rugby league. So Taumalolo, jersey 15. Jersey 16, probably a little underrated one, and one that I wouldn't be surprised if Fox League don't pick. I think he just criminally underrated year in, year out, but he has been so consistent over this decade. Jesse Bromwich from the Melbourne Storm, I think he's been so good. Another guy doesn't get to play Origin, doesn't get to prove himself there, but he plays in a shitload of grand finals, and he delivers each and every time. So Jesse Bromwich in jersey 16. Jersey 17, I've got two guys. If I'm picking a traditional side, I'd probably go for Matt Scott. He's the guy I was probably looking at there. If I'm picking just a side to pick the best ever, I'd probably just go Tom Trbojevic. So I think I have to find a spot for him in this team. So it'll be interesting to see which way Fox League go, whether they go a sort of traditional style or whether they just stack and try and get the best players in everywhere. So my side, Billy Slater at fullback, Daniel Tupou on the wing with Brett Morris, centers G.I. and Latrell, 5'8", Jonathan Thurston, Keary narrowly missing out there, Cooper Cronk in the 7, Jared Rhea Hargraves and Sam Burgess up front with Cam Smith in the 9, Luke Lewis in the second row with Boyd Corner, Paul Gallen locks the scrum at 13. On the bench, James Tedesco, Jason Taumalolo, Jesse Bromwich, and then either Tom Trbojevic or Matt Scott, one of the two. I can't really split there. I'd probably end up going Turbo, to be perfectly honest with you, just to get him in there. Matt Scott, very unlucky not to make this side. Let's have a look at Fox League. I'm going to open this article now. I'll go through each one. Where the fuck is it? There it is. Okay. At fullback, they've gone for Billy Slater. I agree with that. From 2012 to 2021, Billy Slater scored 66 tries in 116 games for the Storm and won grand finals in 2012 against the Bulldogs, 2017 against the Cowboys, while also making the decider in his final season in 2018. Slater was named the Dally M Fullback of the Year in 27, while he won the Clive Churchill Medal in 2017 and the Wally Lewis Medal 2018. Yep, hard to argue with. They did say, widely regarded as a future immortal and greatest fullback ever, Slater kept James Tedesco out of the starting team, which shows just how good he was in the final years of his career. Hard to argue with there. I think if you go a year further, a couple of those stats fall out of place and James Tedesco probably gets in. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few years. Jesus Christ, on the wing. I don't know about this one. They've gone Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. So I've gone Daniel Tupou. Tupou has been a winger the entire decade, essentially. Roger started on the wing, was sensational. There's no doubt about that. But then moved to fullback. So they are. I'm a little bit worried now what the rest of their team's going to look like. But they pick Roger on the wing. I understand the pick, but I think a guy like Daniel Tupou has done such a good job on the wing for so long. We'll see how the rest of this team looks now. Jeez, Brett Morris better get a gig, I'll tell you that much. Let's have a look at their centres, Greg Inglis and Latrell Mitchell. Yep, cool, expected that. GI and Latrell Mitchell in the centres. I think they both picked themselves there. The other wing, they've gone for Brett Morris. Good, okay, I'm glad the B-Moz is there. So far, the only change we have is that I went Daniel Tupou, they went Roger Tuivasa-Sheck on their wing. A bit of a controversial one there, in my opinion. But this is what I said at the start with these teams, that it depends how you want to pick them and whether you're just shoving guys in everywhere or picking them in their real spots. Not that RTS wasn't a winger, though. He won a premiership as a winger, so there's no doubting he was great. As did Daniel Tupou, went on to win another two, though. But Roger, also a Dally M medalist. So I don't disagree with it, but I would have rather them pick real wingers there. Let's move to number six. They've gone for Jonathan Thurston. So, yeah, his rap sheet is unbelievable. Arguably the best player of the last decade. Thurston scored 27 tries in 150 games. Retirement 2018, won a record-breaking premiership. Cowboys 2015, yeah. Dally M halfback of the year 2015. Dally M 5'8 of the year 2012, 2013, 2014. Dally M player of the year 14 and 15. Dally M captain of the year 15. Yeah, look, they're putting up a pretty good argument to blow my good mate Luke Keary out of the water here, and a Clive Churchill medal in 2015. Fair shout. I ended up going with Thurston too. I probably had the gap between Thurston and Keary over the last decade a little bit closer. But when you look at that rap sheet and the stats that they've put behind it, very, very hard to argue with. So Thurston, he gets a 6th jersey in both of ours. 7th jersey goes to Cooper Cronk in Fox League, same as mine. He may not get as many plaudits as his former teammates, Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, Greg Inglis, but Cooper Cronk was the ultimate team man and a proven winner, taking out 4 premierships in the last decade. Yep, as I said, 4 premierships, an incredible effort. Cooper Cronk, he picks himself in the 7. Front row, okay. They've got Sam Burgess. I had Sam Burgess as well. They said at his peak there was no more fearsome and damaging forward in the game than Sam Burgess, who scored 41 tries in 150 games for South Sydney from 2012 to his retirement in 2019. Clive Churchill medal in 2014 along with a premiership. Sam Burgess picks himself in both of our sides. Hooker, Cameron Smith. We both picked Cameron Smith. No need to go into too much detail there. That was an obvious one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, interesting. My other front rower, I went for Jared Rea-Hargraves. They went for Matt Scott, who I had Matt Scott on my bench. He sort of ended up missing my side, though. But let's have a read. The Cowboys legend scored 13 tries in 100... Why would you mention his tries, for fuck's sake? From 2012 to his retirement in 2019 and helped lead the club to 2 grand finals and a drought-breaking premiership in 2015. Scott was named the Dally M captain of the year in 2015 and represented the Kangaroos in 22 tests and Maroons in 22 origins over the course of his glittering career. Yeah, that's the other thing. Matt Scott, what he did in the origin arena was sensational. Scott's no-nonsense approach earned him a reputation as one of the toughest players in the game over the last decade, and he will always willingly put his body on the line. Yep, okay, hard to argue with. I went for Jared Rea-Hargraves. It'll be interesting to see if Rea-Hargraves gets into this side at all now. What is this? All right, in the second row, they've picked Paul Gallen, who never played in the second row for the last 10 years. So do your own research there, but that makes no sense to me. The legendary forward scored 17 tries in 148 games for the Sharks over the course of the last decade until his retirement in 2019 after a record 348 games for Cronulla, probably none of which in the back row except for when he was really young. During that time, he was named Dally M Lock of the Year in 2012 and 2017. He was the Rugby League International Federation Lock of the Year. He also won the Wally Lewis Medal in 2014 from Lock. Why are we picking him in the second row? It just makes no sense. Gallen is widely regarded as one of the toughest rugby league players ever, and his crowning glory was leading the Sharks to a maiden premiership in 2016. Agreed completely. He should be in this team, but he should be in the front row or he should be in 13. Picking him in the second row is just stupid. The other second row that they've gone for is Boyd Cordner. I agree 100% has to be there. The Tricolours legend scored 50 tries in 174 games for the Roosters from 2012 until he was cruelly forced into retirement in 2021 at 29 years of age due to repeated head knocks, so his career could have been even better. Cordner was named Dally M second row of the year in 2013 and won 3 titles with the Roosters, 13, 18 and 19, captaining his club in his final 2 grand final wins. Also the captain of the state when they won the Origin Shields there. So Boyd Cordner picks himself. Okay, 13, they've gone for Jason Taumalolo. Interesting. I went for Gallen. For whatever reason, they picked Paul Gallen in the second row, even though he never played in the second row in the last decade. Jason Taumalolo, I understand them picking him at 13 when you pick Gallen in the second row, but why on earth they did that, I have no idea. Anyway, remarkably, Jason Taumalolo still has 5 years left on his Cowboys deal, but he's already established himself as one of the greatest forwards in rugby league history. From 2012 until 2021, Taumalolo has scored 35 tries in 207 games for the Cowboys and was instrumental in their charge to 2 grand finals in 15 and 17, where they won the former by defeating the Broncos in extra time. Taumalolo became the first lock since Ray Price in 1982 and just the 4th ever forward to win the Dally M medal in 2016. Well, he also won the Dally M Lock of the Year, 15, 16 and 18, the Rugby League Players Association Player of the Year 2016 and RLW Player of the Year 2016. And at 28, so there's plenty more time to add to his legacy. Agree completely, I think you had to have Taumalolo in there, but I just don't understand the whole Gallen one. Anyway, let's move to their bench, and this is where it'll get interesting. Now remember, my bench was Teddy, Taumalolo, Bromwich, and then I had Turbo or Scott, but I'm probably leaning towards Turbo, and I'm pretty confident from reading this team so far that Fox League will have Turbo in their side. So Taumalolo's already made it. from my team. So the only forward that I picked that they didn't was Jared Rea Hargrave. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets a gig. Actually, Luke Lewis I picked as well, which they didn't because they switched it around a little bit. Let's have a look. Bench, first one, James Tedesco, fair shout, did not get in at fullback. I think you had to have Teddy in this side somewhere. Arguably the best player in rugby league over the course of the last few seasons. Teddy has scored 97 tries in 180 games for the Tigers and Roosters since his debut in 2012. During that time, Teddy won the Dalian Medal in 2019 while he was named fullback of the year 16 and 19, RLPA player of the year 17 and 19, took out the Brad Fittler Medal 18, 19, and the Wally Lewis Medal 19. Picks himself two premierships back-to-back. He just won the Dalian Captain of the Year. So Teddy has to be there. Me and Fox League have both got him there. 15, Jesse Bromwich. Okay, cool. I had Jesse Bromwich. That's good to see. I didn't think Fox League would pick Jesse Bromwich. That'll be interesting. Okay. New Zealand legend has scored 20. Why are we just talking about tries for front rowers? Look, he has just been a class player for a long time. In this time, I think he's won three premierships, 12, 17, and 20. Lost two or three grand finals in there as well. So Jesse Bromwich, premier front row. I'm glad that Fox League has picked him. Well done to them. That's jersey 15. Jersey 16. Lewis. Okay, so they've got Luke Lewis. I had him in the starting team. They've picked him on the bench. Probably makes sense. So at the moment, their bench is Teddy, Bromwich, and then Luke Lewis. So they've got a utility. They've got a middle. They've got an edge player who's a bit of a utility anyway. So jersey 17. Like normally, you would probably pick a middle here to you know round out this side, but it'll be interesting to see what they do. But Luke Lewis scored 35 tries in 129 games for the Panthers and Sharks from 2012 until his retirement in 2018. Helped Cronulla to a drought-breaking title in 2016. It is hard to pick a more versatile player in rugby league history than Lewis, who starred on the wing, winning a premiership for Penrith in 2003, before playing centre, 5'8", halfback, and ever in the forward pack over the course of his career. Lewis was a worthy winner of the Clive Churchill Medal in 2016, and his versatility makes him a certainty for a bench spot in our team of the decade. Fair enough, I agree with that. Okay, jersey 17. So the only guys that I've picked that Fox League haven't picked so far is Jared Rea Hargraves and Tom Trbojevic, essentially. That is it. So it'll be interesting to see which way they go with this last jersey. Do they go with Turbo, his high-end potential over the last few years, or another front row, which you would have to assume would be Jared Rea Hargraves, but we'll see which way they go. Tom Trbojevic, okay, spare us the critics of picking two fullbacks on the bench. Guilty as charged. In this 17, as what Tom Trbojevic did in 2021 makes him alone worthy of joining the NRL team of the decade. The Brute number one has scored 76 tries in just 114 games. Jesus. Since his debut in 2015, his career to date would have been so much better were it not for injury. While Andrew Johns rates him as potentially the greatest rugby league player ever. Okay, hard to argue with. Turbo picking him there. They've obviously gone Turbo and Teddy, as have I, realistically. So I probably can't throw stones in the glass house I'm living in. I think Jared Rea Hargrove is very unlucky to miss out. Have they got like a next best or guys that are unlucky? Nah, nothing. That's it. Okay. So let's go through Fox League's team compared to mine one last time. We both had Slater at fullback. They had Roger Tuivasa-Sheck on one wing. I had Daniel Tupu. They had Greg Inglis and Latrell Mitchell in the centre. So did I. Brett Morris on the other wing. So did I. Our halves are the same. Thurston and Cooper Cronk. Our front row was a little bit different. Now, we both had Sam Burgess, but I had Jared Rea Hargraves. They went for North Queensland's Matt Scott. We both had Cameron Smith as our nine. Our second rowers, we both had Boyd Cordner, but they picked Paul Gallen in the second row. I went for Luke Lewis there because he's a second rower. 13, I went Paul Gallen. They went Jason Taumalolo. Then our bench, I went Teddy, Taumalolo, Bromwich, Turbo. They went Teddy, Bromwich, Lewis, Turbo. So pretty close side there. I got pretty close there. I think I missed out on three or four spots. I'm really not going to feel bad about the Paul Gallen pick and not getting him right and getting the Taumalolo one mixed up. I think Luke Lewis should have been in that starting side. I think it makes more sense to have Luke Lewis in that starting side and Gallen or Taumalolo off the bench like my side was. Really enjoyed that one though, guys. Hope you enjoyed the live reaction. Let me know what was your team of the decade or what changes would you make to Fox League's or my side as well.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.